Okay. First of all, I want to welcome back all of the old faces and a special welcome to all the new faces. I hope that we should be zeched to have a wonderful zman. We start Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, like all the yeshivas, of course. I want to just introduce you to Masechtas Avodah Zarah and then to the aside of this Taisus. First of all, Avodah Zarah is unusual in that it starts with the Agadita. And the last blot in the Masechta, the most lomdisha Masechta, is the reverse of most Masechtas. And the Sharma Mtsiona Balachi says that it's because the Gemara says, "Kol Litzinusa Asura, Chutz Militzinusa Avodah Zarah." Making Litzanis is not a good thing except by Avodah Zarah. So by Masechta Avodah Zarah, it starts, I wouldn't call it Litzanis, but it starts with the Agadita Gemara that derides the Avodah Zarah. I also want to tell you that the Masechta is basically three Masechtas. It's from the beginning till Daf Lamed, or Chavtes Amid Beis, is the first part of the Masechta. It's a lighter Masechta, deals with Inyanei Avodah Zarah of Bizmaneya mostly. From Lamed to Mem are 10 blot that deal with Bishul Akum and Cholav Akum and all the Akum foods and things that are also Bahanah. And then from Mem to the end has a lot of the Yerideya sugyas of first the Suriyaya Nesach and then a lot of the Basabacholav and Taruva sugyas. It's basically the Masechta, sort of three parts, the beginning to the Flamid, Lamed to Mem, and Mem to the end. Heshi here says we'll make sure we have a CM for each one, right? For each of the three sections, okay. So that's the Hanachah. I'd like to share with you today is that this Taisvis, Osir, is a big aside, more than it seems some Taisvis. The Mishnah says you now do business with Goyim near their holidays, which Taisvis says includes Sunday. The aside of Taisvis is that the Goyim in our communities, in our cities today, are not so Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Taisvis really has two steps. First, he says they only do it because of Minhag HaVeisayim B'Yadayim. They do their religious rites, but they only do it because it's a habit that they do, which is what Taisus brings from Dev Zayin. Then, the beginning of the wide lines, Taisus says more. He says that they don't even do it. Many of the Goyim among us, the people have Goyish friends and neighbors, in many of them, Sunday is no more of a religious holiday than any other day. And that's why the din of this Mishnah we never heard of, to not do business on with Goyim on Sunday or not do business with Goyim near the holidays. All the sales are near the holidays. And the reason for that is because of this idea that the Goyim Beineinu are not such Avdei Avodah Zarah. This is brought in Halacha also in Hilchos Yayin Nesach. There are two dinim that are clearly different today, and two that are shailus. One, the din of the Gemara is that Yayin Nesach is also Bahanah. That a guy's wine is also Bahanah. According to the din of the Gemara, if somebody someone gives him a gift, a bottle of or a case of non-kosher wine, according to the din of the Gemara, you have to throw it away. It's also Bahanah. The Ramah, in the first Ramah in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, says that Bizman Hazeh, since the Goyim Shebeinenu, they're not so into it. They don't take every bottle of wine and sanctify it to their God. So Bizman Hazeh, it's Mutter Bahanah, not Bishtia. Drinking wine is Aser because of socializing, Gezerim Mishum B'nai Seyem. But the Isser Hanah, why is Yayin Nesach Aser Bahanah? Because they were Menasech Favay Dezara. So the Ramah says that Bizman Hazeh, a guy's wine is not Osir Bahanah, and therefore, if somebody does get the tray for wine, he can return it to a wine store and get his money back, or he can do something, give it a gift to a guy, and it's Mutter Bahanah today, even though in the Gemara you're going to learn always that it's Osir Bahanah. So that's one kula, which is a clear Ramah that he brings. That's in Kufav Gimel, the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach. In Kufav Dalid, Ramah brings a second heter by Yayin Nesach, and that is that the Gemara, we're going to have a Gemara later, it says if a guy touches Yayin Nesach, Bli Kavana, There's an example in the Gemara where he walks past the Ayin Nesach and the coat that he's wearing dips into the wine as he's walking by. It happens every once in a while. Right, you're walking down, you get a little bit of whipped cream on your coat. So here, he walked by and he touches the Ayin Nesach, Shalai Bekavana, Ayidei Dover Achim. So that the Gemara says, it's smut even to drink it. I mean, Velai Kavana, what are you worried about? Velai Kavana, Ayidei Dover Achim, it's smut to drink. The Ramah says that our Goyim today are always Shalai Bekavana. Because they don't walk around thinking about their gods. So nowadays, even if they touch the wine with something else, not with the finger, but with something else, Shalai Bekavana, even Bekavana, it's like Shalai Bekavana, and you're even allowed to drink the wine, the Jew's wine, that a guy touches, Bekavana, Bezman Hazeh, is like Shalai Bekavana in the time of Chazal, and that's a second kula based on this Taisis, on the side of this Taisis, that nowadays the Goyim are not so from, so to speak, and we're not so machmer on their things. Those two are clear. There are two others which are issues, which we'll get to. People sometimes ask me, holiday season, if they're allowed to buy a case of trefa wine to give out to their non-Jewish clients. Is that also included in the Ramah's heter? Then we say, it's mutabah na bizman hazeh. Then I mean, l'chad chila, I could go out and buy a case of wine to distribute. So the Ramah in Kufchav Gimel Sif Aleph brings chalukei deis. He brings a machlaikis, and he says the minig is to be mekel, but it's taiv lahachmir. So it's not clear. It depends, I guess, how much of a hefset it is, if that's mutter.
If this is only the same
well, if you buy it from a goyish factory, it doesn't have the goyim on the vashel, if they squeeze the grapes. I'm not talking about Jewish wine that goyim touch. I'm talking about buying the geisha wines. Yes, so the liquor stores rely on that Yeshayim in the Ramah. The liquor stores that sell trefa wine as well are relying on the Ramah. The Ramah says the minig is to be mekel, the tov lahachmir. That's what he writes. That the reason is again because the geim shebeinenu. I don't know if you get wine from Ireland. I was never in Ireland, but they say the geim in Ireland are religious. I mean, the Catholics.
But they're not worshiping
idols. Yeah, but for us, the Christian religion is also Avodah Zarah. We'll talk Taka later if it is, but for Yidden it is. So this is, I said, two things are clear heterim. That's always Mutar Bahanoah, and that if they do a Nigiyah Dei Dover Acher to a Jew's wine, is Mutar even Bishtiyah. This is unclear. The second thing that's unclear, and I want to be mevarer it, is the degree to which wine in your house is usur if you leave a guy in the house. Leave a guy in the house along with wine. The din of the Gemara is if a guy is left beyichud alone with wine, the wine becomes usur unless it's sealed. The wine becomes usur. That's the din of the Gemara. Non-mevushal wine. Because Chazal said that you always have to be chayshish demenasech. The question is how vait the heter goes. We learned in the Yerdeish here Sunday morning, Hilchas Yayin Nesech, and there, my understanding was that we're mekel on that bizman hazeh too, that the Issa Yichud doesn't apply bizman hazeh, unless you have a reason to think the guy touched the wine or drank, poured some wine. Subsequently, a certain Talmud Chacham called me one of the Paiskim in Lakewood who had listened to the shir on tape, and he disagreed. He said, "Look, the Chochmas Adam, he's not so meikle." So I wasn't holding in the sugya at the time. I'm hoping we'll get to it. I'd like to revisit the sugya. So these are again by wine for two clear heterim and two not so clear. And this is the, I guess, the setting up. This is what the aside of Taisus is. I'd like to share with you a thought in Lumdis. It's a beautiful, important yesod. And also learning Yerodea downstairs, Taka heard it from me a number of times. And the yesod is the following needin. When do we say, Chazal made a gzeira, and it's aser, loy plug? Doesn't matter, we find such things. We find loy plug. We do Chazar Sashatz in Shul. Why do we do Chazar Sashatz? The color was, for Amaratzim, that don't know how to daven, and they should be yaitza with the chazan. Why do we do chazan as a shas? No, I'm a ratzim in shul. I mean, no, I'm a ratzim. Don't know how to daven in shul. No, I'm a ratzim. Maybe only Shabbos project week you should have chazan as a shas. You know, but why do we have chazan as a shas? So the answer is it's a takana derabbanan, and there's a light plug. Chazan made a takana. Batul hatam le batul hatakana. Another example that's brought is malacha, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The issur to the Erev Pesach in the afternoon doing malacha is because of Karban Pesach. We have Karban Pesach as man as it. But again, it's brought as an example of a loy plug. Sveika diyayma. The second of Yadda, Gemara said, they made a takana shemiyaz adavala kulkulai. That the takana was, even if you know, they were guys of shemiyaz adavala kulkulai, there'll be times you don't know. It can never happen. So you can count that also as a light plug. It's good. There are other times where there is no light plug, where Chazal said it changes. The example that there's a Mati Yonison that I'd like to speak out, and the Mati Yonison is in the Yeridaya Sivin Kuf Tezayin, and the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch. He's going on the Issa Gimon. Chazal answered water or certain drinks that are left open. Not like people think, if you leave it open overnight. No. If you leave it open in a room alone and you walk out, they asked it. Why they asked? Mishum Giloy. Giloy means it's left uncovered. The chashash that's brought in the halacha, in the Gemara, is because a snake may come to take a drink and leave venom in the water, and you'll drink it, and the chalila person will get sick. So Chazal asked that if you walk out, the amount of time it would take a snake to come from a hole in the wall to the drink and back, awesome. Rather, the Gronniks and Bnei Brak practiced that today. Chaim Kanievsky wouldn't use a drink that was left open. He wouldn't use it. They would spill it out. But the Ramos says, it's mutter. We don't have snakes. Bizman Azel, we don't have poisonous snakes in our communities. Ramos says it's mutter. Why don't you say like plug? Why don't we say loy plug? Chazal made a takana. The takana should be live aser. When do we say loy plug? And when do we say the reason is gone, so the takana is gone? So the Mati Yonison Eifshitz writes a rule, a klal, and this is his klal. And over the years, we've had dozens of places where it came up. His klal is the following: even the original takana. The Chazal originally made their ruling. They made exceptions based on the reason. If originally they made exceptions based on the reason, even one exception based on the reason, then Bizman Hazeh, we're allowed to be makel if the reason doesn't apply. Because Chazal left a loophole. They left an opening. And if they originally left an opening, then Bizman Hazeh, it's mutter. If, however, the original takana was a loy plug takana, there were no exceptions, then it remains a non-exception klal bizman hazeh also. That's the klal of the Mati Yonison Eifshitz. You have to look at the original takana. By Giloy, it says in the Gemara, if you leave a drink open, you have to spill it out. Maybe a snake came. But it says in the Gemara that if you knock a nail into the ceiling and hang a basket. Years ago, remember the fruit, those my age and older, remember the fruit stores? They all had the scales hanging from the ceiling, right? So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. In those days, you could explain it, right? You had a nail in the ceiling and sometimes a basket hanging. So the Gemara says if you leave open drinks in that, it's mutter. Why? Snakes can't get there. Snakes can't go on the ceiling. So Zakta Mati Yonison, in the original takana there were exceptions. If in the original takana there was an exception based on the reason, Bizman Hazeh, the same thing. In the other cases, Erev Pesach he brings, there were no exceptions in the original takana. He brings very geschmack. There's a machlokes by Cholav Akum, if in a country where they're not milking any treif animals, if Cholav Akum doesn't apply. And if you look in the Chalukei Deis, the Mati Yonison and the Pri Chadash, they're arguing if the Cholav Akum Takana was made with exceptions. The Matthew Anderson says it was made with exceptions. What's Chol of Yisrael? A Jew sees it. It says in the Gemara, if a Jew stands by the door and watches that only kosher animals go into the barn or wherever they're milking, he doesn't have to see the milking. That's good enough. The Mekilim hold, that means there's an exception in the original Takana. You don't need a Jew to watch the milking every time. So the Prichadash and Reis and Aifshitz hold that today also, if you know that there's no tray for milk, it's mutter. Those who disagree, the Gra disagrees. The Gra, the Ramayshan is true, but also disagrees. Ramayshan holds that it's a loy plug takana. Because they, Ramayshan says, no, it's not pshat that a Jew doesn't have to watch the milking. There was never a takana, a Jew has to see each cow, each drop of milk come out. It means a Jew has to be there and know it's kosher milk. So they hold that it's not a loy plug takana. Ramayshan's heter is based on a different cheshbon. Ramayshan holds it's not a loy plug takana, but the others are all different. But again, the language is very clear. The arguing this is so. How was the original takana meant? Now, we have this everywhere. We're learning subis in yeshiva today. The first mission subis says you have to get married on Wednesdays. Why don't we get married on Wednesdays today? First of all, the halls will go crazy if everyone got married on Wednesdays. It'd be really hard to get a hall. But why don't we get married on Wednesdays? Because the Batei Dinim don't sit Monday and Thursday. That's a Gemara. So the Ran asks, but how can we get married Friday afternoon? The minhag in Europe was to get married Friday afternoon. The Ran says the Takana was the night before Beis Din is open. How do you get married Friday afternoon? There's no Beis Din doesn't sit on Shabbos. So listen to the Ran's answer. The Ran says, you remember from Ksubis, why did they get married Wednesday night? Why get married Wednesday night? If she's not a Besula, you can run to Beis Din the next day. Maybe she was Mizana when? She was Mizana when?
After
Erisin. After Erisin, before Nisuin, right? If she was Mizana as a single girl, that's nothing to do with you. That doesn't not mark about marriage. Because maybe between the Kiddushin and the Chuppah, she was Mizana. Nowadays, the Erisin is under the Chuppah, the Ran says. The Erisin is under the Chuppah. It's not Shayach that she was Mizana. So all Takana is Batal. If you look in the language of the Ran says, since originally, they were a Misakin, Dafka, to get married on Wednesday. They originally said only we're Batei Dinim HaKavuim. So based on the reason, they changed the Takana. So Bismana said, based on the reason, we can also change the Takana. This is the Mati Anderson's Klal. And the Mitzvah Hashem, I hope it'll come up yet again as we learn the Masechta. It's a nice Klal to know when it's a light plug and when it's not a light plug. Thank you again, everybody. Good Shabbos.